six tags of Silvis Mishne Gimel. Apostle Lahafnis Loy Elev Dinan. They made up that that her family would give 1,000 dinars. 1,000 dinars is 10 money, because every money is 100 dinars. So who plays connect the chamesh as a money? He writes in the ksuva that he's gonna, when the ksuva becomes payable, he'll give back 15 money, a third more mibachutz externally, it's really half more. Yeah. Now, why does he do that? Because he lemaisa, he's going to be able to use these things in the course of the marriage, and he's gained something from it. So therefore, he's going to have to give that more. Lefay, we should say it's a problem of ribbis. So the reason why it's not ribbis is very interesting. Ribbis is when you pay for the fact that the money was by you for a period of time. Here, he writes in the ksuva that you give me 10, I'm going to give that 15. What happens? The marriage breaks up 5 minutes later. He still has to give back 15. So since the extra amount he gives is whether the money will remain by him, or whether it won't remain by him, it comes out and the money is not for the Hamtonis Maris, not for the fact the money was by him, and therefore it is not Ribbis. Kuneged Hashum, that you still have someone when she gave, she brought into the marriage money. What happens if she gave in movable objects that have to be evaluated? Who poiches? Choymesh. He writes in the ksuva a fifth less than the original price. Why? Because when they evaluate, the way they evaluate it, want to make it look kosher. So they evaluate it above its market price. So Mimele is not pleased to give back that exaggeration. He gives back a fifth less. Shum b'mona v'shav b'mona. If they made up to write that a mona for some that's worth exactly a mona, in other words, they would not overprice it. So ein lo ela mona. In such a case, that you can't say, well, give me more than that. If it was initially made up to giving the exact market value, then that's what he gets. Shum the mona. If they said that, well, let's write the ksuva a shum of that she gave in a money, he does send a shloishin ve'echot sel of a dinar. She has to give this amount, which is really 125 dinarim, which is a money plus a fifth. So let's repeat that again. Shum b'mona, if he's going to write that he owes her a mona in the ksuva, then they're going to write in the ksuva how much did she give him. They write in the ksuva that he gave this amount of 31 sel in a dinar, which is really 125, which is a fifth more than what he wrote, because we mentioned before that if she's giving a mona, then they write in the ksuva that she really gave a mona and a fifth. It's really one and a quarter. So the fifth is after you have the fifth on it, then it's one fifth of the full amount. So here instead, she's really giving him 100 dinars, but she writes in the ksuva she gave 125. The same thing about Ava Mayas, he knows Tennis Chamesh Mayas. If he really is going to get 400, then she writes, if it's going to be written in the ksuva that he's Chayef Arba Mayas, they're going to have to say that she wrote, that she gave 500. Once again, it all means the same, it's just an exaggerated lashon that was used. If she wrote first her amount in the ksuva, then when he writes negative, he goes down a fifth. So the kitza, she goes up a fifth, he goes down a fifth, and all it means is that the number that's written on her side is an exaggerated number.